You're listening to Eco Radio. I'm here joined with Matthew Townsend from Nature Freedom. Matthew, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So what is Nature Freedom?
All right, Nature Freedom is an organization help young people and people with disability from all walks of life to enjoy getting out in nature. Focus around outdoors activities and nature-based engagement activities. So it's helping to feel included and also being part of the experience. So so we did a lot of activities related to education and employment opportunities.
Yeah, and how important is that for inclusion to be happening in outdoor recreation?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so we did try to develop a experience, a culture where people feel inclusive in a way where people meet socially in the same space where they share similar passion. In the space and environment and outdoor. So we have co-design element around how that live experience in this context of any activity or education context or career ambition.
Oh, okay. So how does that work for people to be included in the education and employability?
Yeah, so what we do in the process of the co-design, which is more like all participants involved in the process of what decision or activity structure to be like that suit for them. Mm-hmm. So it's determined about flexibility and guidance and structure and accessibility, which is the big thing. Accessibility is the number one thing we prioritize to create inclusion in space. So, like for example, we have a vision impaired participant who want to get in a kayak and canoe.
Mm.
So we talk to this person before the delivering the activity to understand how accessibility works for this person. So that go back to the point of a social inclusion. Because in the same group, we have people without disability come along to enjoy the activity. So you meet people alike to each other who shared experience in the same place without constraints.
So you founded Nature Freedom. You must have found that there was difficulties for people with disabilities and mental health issues to experience outdoor recreation and nature properly.
Yeah, that's right. So over the years, especially before I started the organization in 2017, it's about the inclusion, which is lacking in the space of the general community out there.
Mm.
Because they have lack of co-design element that guidance to education content of disability awareness. So that's what I felt like we need to create this like a safe space for these people to come in and feel involved with the activity that we share similar passion. So that's my experience because I love environment and nature and I want to get out there and do something about. And now why not I thought to start a business, and that word appeals to people out there who share similar experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. So did you find it was difficult to start that, to get people involved, or were people chomping at the bit, to get out into nature?
Yeah, well, in the early days, we had a lot of challenges around, you know, well, how business startup, they had a bit of challenges around marketing, communication, to occupy understanding our mission and purpose and values. Is at the same time, we're trying to help and educate people about what inclusion means and how accessibility work, especially in the policy space, that the impact on the infrastructure, the places where we go and deliver activity may not be accessible. So that put a damper down our journey. So it's still happening today, especially in economic times we're facing, that a lot of policy prioritized elsewhere. So it's just a bit of a challenge to get them more occupied awareness to that space. So we're taking time. We had really good milestone. We have delivered really major event, attracted sponsorship, government funding to support. We had growth of volunteers. We had around 20 volunteers this year, which is awesome compared to one last year. Yeah, I know, that's massive difference. And I thought we wouldn't survive during COVID back in 2020, but we came back really strong because we realized people are missing out on nature spaces because they're stuck in the home, not doing anywhere, and just trying to stay positive and not giving up around occupy awareness, around inclusion, which is the extra challenge to help people understand what it's mean. At the same time, we deliver the activity based on our mission.
Yeah, so what does it mean for people who haven't had the opportunity to, you know, go kayaking or go out into nature how they want, to finally be able to do that through your organisation?
Did you have an example of what you mean by that?
Well, you said that you had a person with a vision impairment who could go kayaking now.
Yeah, we actually go involved in partnerships. So, which is another thing, big thing to help to deliver the activity. So, as make as possible, you know. And also, with networking out in the community, where we have like people with on the National Disability Insurance Chain, which is the NDIS, if you know what this means, where they have people that support and funding towards the activity. So, which is a really good benefit for them, for their experience and goals in the life. And also a part of that is about their interest of what activity they like, especially in kayaking or canoeing, bushwalking, to nature-based activity like team building, capacity building, learning the culture and an impact in education context. It's all about that, putting that together to deliver the experience. So our primary target is really people with disability, but we have a lot of people without disability and have similar interests in this space. So that's how the inclusion works, yeah.
Okay, and you were saying that you're a huge nature lover. What is it about nature that you enjoy so much?
It's a good question. Well, I have environmental science background myself, and I feel about climate change impact and environmental impact from human. I witnessed that like wildlife had been destroyed and the habitat being cleared and all that that thing when I was younger. And I felt like, what's the dark future going to look like? What's going to happen if we don't enjoy nature anymore, if there's no nature space left? So that was all the early days before I become involved with climate campaign and and also the environmental movement around clean energy, protecting forests, wildlife habitat, especially koalas and the Great Barrier Reef. So all that kind of experience, it's really, really passionate for me, and I like to help protecting the environment. So that I use that in the business model to help people out there to help to understand about the environment impact. So I thought that's a really good model.
So how can people get involved with the organization?
So what we do is we go on Nature Freedom website. It's www.naturefreedom.org.au. So there's a lot of program listings on there on the top menu. And also there's a page called What's On. There's a lot of activity we're delivering for the next few months. And the inclusive paddling, which is kayak and canoeing, and we have bushwalking with the other activity. And so they just make bookings on there, which is pretty straightforward process. Also, you have the opportunity to be a part of our volunteer team to help fundraising, running our activities, and also marketing side of things, which is very important value. We're currently looking for more volunteer helpers. And also we have donations set up as support to deliver more affordable activities. So we've just got on donation page on our website as well. We have opportunity for the benefit for the donation to come and experience the activity in return. So that's what we do.
Well, that's awesome, Matthew. I think you guys are doing such great work. I want to thank you for joining us here on Eco Radio.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.